Wyoming is one of the states with the most surviving glaciers in the lower 48 states, and trapped in layers of all that ice is an intricate history of life on Earth. During a visit to the University of Wyoming this week, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down to talk with Nobel Peace Prize-winning geoscientist Richard Alley about what this history tells us about climate change.
I wonder if you can talk a little bit, just to kind of try to explain how it is that ice can capture history.
So an ice sheet is a two-mile-thick, continent-wide pile of old snow squeezed to ice under the weight of more snow. And they spread under their own weight, so the east side of Greenland's going east and the west side is going west. And then there's layers in between that are just slowly being stretched and thinned. And they occasionally get messed up by the flow, but there's more than 100,000 years in order, like tree rings. You know, here, when you get snow in Wyoming, if you have a lot of snow, it's usually fairly clean looking. And if you have just a little snow, it can be a little dirty. But if there was a dust storm when it's snowing, the snow will be dirtier. So there's always this question, when you see dirtier snow, was it more dirt or less snow? But now we know how much it snowed each year. So we can turn how much dirt is in there into what was coming out of the air. And in there, there's dust. And you can analyze the dust and find out where it came from. And there's micrometeorites from space. And there's funny isotopes that are made by cosmic rays that tell you how strong the magnetic field was and how active the sun was. And there's smoke from forest fires. So you can ask how many forest fires are going on upwind. We see in Greenland, you see the lead from a little tiny bit of lead from the Romans digging up lead to make plumbing.
Is that right?
Plumbum is plumbing, is lead. And there's a little bit. And then there's this huge amount of lead from the Industrial Revolution and leaded paint and then leaded gasoline. And then we decided to clean it up and the lead drops. And so sitting there in the ice is this record of anything going through the air that we put there, that nature put there, that came down from space, and the record of the air. And the record of the climate, how cold or warm it was and how much it was snowing. And so they're all in there together. So it's a phenomenal record.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about how it is that this record is teaching us something about climate change, human-made climate change? What signs are there of that?
Before humans, what we find very clearly, the climate is highly changeable. Climate change is for many reasons, but greenhouse gases are especially important in controlling the climate. And this is one of those things you will occasionally meet the person who says, well, climate has always changed, so we shouldn't worry. But what we actually find is climate has always changed. Those changes have always affected living things. And they have especially been because of changes in CO2. We are now driving changes in CO2 that are not yet bigger than what nature has done, but we could rival the biggest things that nature has done, and we can be faster than virtually all of them. And so we see very clearly the recent rise in temperature. We see very clearly the recent rise in CO2, in methane, in nitrous oxide, other things that we're driving.
Yeah. And so I wonder, in your travels, have you seen some of the effects of climate change on some of these places that you visited?
Go almost anywhere now that there are glaciers, and they have retreated quite a lot. And the record is very clear. The record is very, very convincing. And it's across virtually every glacier on the planet now that they're melting back. And our expectation is people with a lot of tools and a lot of money and a lot of wherewithal are going to weather this fine. But there's a lot of people in the world today who are living pretty close to the edge. And the history is very clear that even small changes have had big impacts on people that were having troubles already. And so you get this real worry for either holding down climate change or helping those people or both, because there's going to be stresses coming for a lot of the world's population.
It's almost like using the past as a way to see the future.
That's surely what we hope we're doing, and thank you.
Yes. And so, you know, keeping that in mind, I mean, what message would you want to pass on about climate change?
Right. So it's real. Yes, we are causing it. Yes, it will influence us. No, it is not the end of the world. But if we use our knowledge, we can get a bigger economy. We can get more jobs. We can improve national security. We can improve health. And we can also help the environment while we're doing this. And that's the message from this vast effort of scientists and social scientists and economists to take this information in, is in the end, using our knowledge can make us better off.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.